I know what I saw. You checked out her butt when she walked away. Don't lie to me. Admit that you did it.
Steven, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Seriously, Aaron?
Yeah, seriously. You're flirting with somebody while I'm on a date with you when I rode in the ambulance. How awful of a person are you?
I don't think you understand what actually happened. I mean, she was being really nice, so I was smiling back. And regarding the flexing, I wasn't actually flexing at all. Like, that sounds totally crazy on your end, so.
Well, then explain the whispering in the nurse's ear thing, because that's weird, and I don't know why you would need to be doing that, like asking for extra Jello or something like that.
I think you're being super off base. I wasn't whispering into anyone's ear. Like, are you paranoid on all of your dates? Is that just what happened?
God. You come on this show and you turn everybody on your side and then make me look like I'm a crazy person when I was there and I saw the type of person that you are. Clearly, these suspicions are coming from somewhere and you should probably keep it in your pants when you're on a date with somebody else.
Whoa!
Yeah, keep it in your pants next time a nurse is trying to stitch you up,
hey.
Man.
This is ridiculous. She was helping me out, so I can't even be nice to her and smile at her. I mean, it's completely crazy what you're saying.
I know what I saw. You checked out her butt when she walked away. Don't lie to me. Admit that you did it.
Fine. One time, but it's not that big of a deal. Like,
I mean, come on, Aaron. Cut him a little slack. If you had a hot male nurse, you're telling me that you wouldn't check out his rear end when he walked away?
Not when I'm on a date with somebody else. That's disrespectful, and I would never be like that.
Okay, so you have more self-control than most people. He obviously liked you a lot. Why are you being so insecure?
I am not being insecure. If you had been there, you would have seen the way that he was looking at her. I'm surprised he didn't deep the doctor in front of me.
Whoa. Nice.
Hey, Aaron.
That would have been amazing to see, Steven. Yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore. She's jumping to conclusions and she's being way out of bounds.
Okay, well, you're clearly a snake in the grass and I see you coming. So don't even interact with me again.
Oh, a snake in the grass. Good one.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, if that's not good about, how about you're a dirty, filthy dog and I would never even bring you in off the street.
Wow.
Wow. You're an abandoned stray dog, Steven.
Oh, a snake in the grass or a dirty dog. That really hurts.
I know it did, especially because that's a compliment compared to, like, what you really are.
Oh.
Whoa, hey, before this gets just too out of control, Aaron, would you like to go on a second date with Steven? We will pay for it.
Not if I was the last nurse on Earth.
Great. No thank you on my end either, because you're just absolutely crazy.
Oh, my God.
I am not crazy. And if you ever call me that again, I will hunt you down.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
That escalated.
Well, second date is officially over. Steven, go find a hiding place and take care. Thanks for listening.